Good evening, and welcome back to the Chronicles of a Mad Lab Assistant, A Darker Pygmalion. Tonight, we're reading Chapter 2. Although several hours had passed since sundown, the heavy September heat still clung stubbornly to the streets outside, making the cool breeze wafting off the Miskatonic River all the more welcome. Edward was thankful, indeed, that the hospital morgue remained chilled throughout the year. It was a rare refuge from the oppressive warmth that would finally dissipate by the time his shift ended at midnight. The downside to this perennial chill made itself felt come early November when the temperatures dropped sharply below freezing. Edward always took care to bundle himself in thick woolen sweaters beneath his lab coat to stave off the bite of winter while working. Several pairs of light woolen gloves were kept at the morgue, a necessary protection for his fingers against the cold metal instruments and the icy cadavers he dealt with nightly. It was often pointed out to him that the chill help keep the bodies fresh far longer than would be otherwise be possible. An unspoken blessing, as he had no desire to handle a putrid or decomposing corpse during his shift. Electrical lamps glowed steadily in the early evening gloom, illuminating the grand, time-worn facade of St. Mary's Teaching Hospital. The venerable institution, steeped in Arkham's history, was mostly empty now that the daytime staff had gone home. Edward's footsteps echoed sharply across the gleaming tile floor of the hospital's entrance hall. After turning left, he waited impatiently for the lift to open. The clattering, grinding mechanisms sounded almost comically loud as the doors closed and the cage descended into the basement level. Stepping out, Edward turned left again, ignoring the closed doors ahead. The morgue was only a few paces further down the dim corridor, where a heavy wooden table had been placed near the entrance. Seated there was George, a heavy-set man with streaks of gray in his hair. Dressed in the guard's uniform, Edward recognized him from earlier in the year. "It's good to see you again, George," Edward greeted him as he signed the attendance ledger on the table. "How's the morgue been lately?" "As quiet as a tomb," George replied with a smirk. Settling back into his chair, he watched the student morgue attendant disappear behind the sealed door, the heavy thud echoing in the stillness. Edward removed his coat and hung it on the rack near the door. Slipping on his lab coat, he glanced about, noting that little had changed since last summer. The clipboard bearing the cadaver records still hung on the wall nearby. He found a fountain pen and began reviewing the checklist of tasks for the evening. Having worked there since his sophomore year, the routine was well ingrained. The mortician in charge usually left a list of the bodies currently in storage. Since that information was already provided, Edward's job was simply to verify each cadaver against the list. Clipboard in hand, he moved carefully through the dimly lit chamber. At each slab and drawer, he checked the name tags against the list to ensure all were accounted for. Besides the rows of slabs and storage drawers, the morgue contained several heavy wooden doors. The building's construction dated back to the hospital's founding, and the age barriers bore the scars of decades past. When first hired, Edward had explored every nook and cranny, familiarizing himself with the layout. One door opposite the slabs and drawers led to a storage room. Inside, he'd found a long sink with multiple faucets, brooms, mops, and buckets. Shelves lined one wall, stacked with an assortment of cleaning supplies. keeping the morgue spotless was part of his duties. Another door was near the far wall beside the drawers, usually bolted shut. Tonight the lock was unfastened and the door slightly ajar. Edward noticed this as he inspected the cadaver in the drawer closest to the door. He knew this passage led to the tunnels that honeycombed beneath Arkham, whispered about in hushed tones around campus. Legends told of the tunnels being used both as emergency escape routes during past crises and as secret ways to transport bodies from the morgue unseen. Rumors that the city's catacombs harbored eldritch creatures flickered through Edward's mind. An atavistic shiver ran down his spine. He shut the door firmly, then turned to scan the room, his eyes narrowing on a dark shadow that seemed out of place. For a moment, he hesitated, telling himself it was his imagination. Then a movement in the gloom made him snap to attention. "Who's there?" he demanded sharply, muscles tensing as he reached for the fire axe mounted on the wall. A hunched figure shuffled into the pale light, emitting a low, throaty chuckle that quickly turned into a bark that packed from the